We've got a lot of important things to talk about today. Don't let me get out of here without this new edict on mammograms. We've been saying this for a long time. Why wouldn't you start it earlier? Now they're saying start it earlier. 40. They used to say start at 50. Why would you wait till 50 when you can do it at 40 and it doesn't hurt anything? Same thing we've been saying about the prostate and checking that for men, because it's the prostate that will kill you. It's the heart that will kill you. It is the breast cancer that will kill you. And it's the colon cancer that will kill you. Why in the world wouldn't we check those as early and as often as we can? I'm afraid it's not a medical reason that they can give as to why you shouldn't. That's another story. Matthew Schneider's not here to talk about that. He is the leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law. He, of course, you know, is a former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. And there's so much, Matthew, to talk with you about. You've been getting a workout, haven't you?
Yes, and it's not like it's going away, Paul W. There are so many legal cases in the news regarding low-level things, medium things, and then even legal issues related to the former president of the United States. So it's a full occupying job for me.
Yeah, just like the occupied universities, this is an occupying job. The former president held in contempt of court. I think 9 charges, $1,000 each. There's another hearing tomorrow. You bet he will be found in contempt. I mean, these are people who are sworn enemies and against him. You know that they're going to find other areas where he was in contempt of court. And at this point, I wouldn't even be surprised if this judge has the guts, this wayward judge who shouldn't be even doing this case because of his daughter's involvement in politics and his too. It wouldn't surprise me if former President Donald Trump goes to prison, goes to jail for a day or two, and nobody seems to care on that side of the ledger on how that looks to the rest of the world. They don't care, as long as they keep him, in their mind, from being elected president again, which is only going to make a lot of people vote for him even more vehemently than might have otherwise.
Well, I certainly hope that it doesn't elevate to the fact that he would be imprisoned for contempt of court or violating the court orders. The judge indicated, look, I'm going to fine you for these, and the judge can do that. But what the judge also said is the maximum fine is $1,000, and you're a wealthy person. You can easily absorb that. I can't fine you more than that. So I'm putting you on notice right now that I could potentially jail you. Now, I hope, and I think everyone really hopes that that doesn't happen, because currently we are having a really esoteric discussion about interesting what would happen if the president, former president, went to jail. But if that actually happened, I can tell you that people would be there would be an uproar. People would be extremely concerned just for the reasons you mentioned. And I don't think that's not only is it a bad precedent, but I just think the reverberations of this will be so severe. It will really be divisive for the country. So let's hope that Donald Trump can keep his mouth shut and just focus on the trial. And this judge can focus on the trial as well.
There's the key. You just said it. Let's hope that former President Trump can keep his mouth shut. He's never been able to do that. He doesn't take direction well, and he has not done what would be better for him because he feels the whole thing is wrong. He's got to realize he's in the middle of this horrific circus, and he needs to do the right thing to get out of this horrific circus, because the judge has all the power right now. But I have to say to you, God bless you, Matthew Schneider, for thinking that a whole bunch, the whole world, the whole country is going to be upset. There's a whole group of people, never Trumpers, people who hate him, who can't wait to be able to say that he's in jail or he was sent to jail. In fact,
the Biden
administration is praying for this to happen, because that's really, those kinds of things are the only way Biden could ever win re-election at this point.
Well, a lot of that is true, and maybe I have some wishful thinking, but I like to look at this from the perspective of any former president, whoever it is. Think about if these types of things happen, what do our enemies across the globe think
Of
about this?
course. It's happened. There's several things that have taken place. These college campus riots that are being done by agitators and underwritten by wealthy losers that we have to track down and kick out of the country.
I bet people in the communist government of China, they love this. They love seeing that news. They think it's fabulous. They think that the problems that we have in our judicial system, that's all a benefit to them. So none of this is really particularly good, and I hope that we can take the temperature and decrease it a little bit for the betterment of all of the country.
Here's hoping. Meanwhile, a Columbia University professor has said that the anti-Israel demonstrations unfolding on the Ivy League campuses at the end of the day are no longer about the Jewish state or the Palestinians, but about whether mob violence can bring our great universities to a halt. And, of course, that's what's happening. I've said it before. These people aren't concerned. They don't even know about the Palestinians or the Israelis. It's a horrific time. And I'm not sure what we're going to do about it. I know the president could do something. He could call the universities, the presidents at the university, and say, by the way, if you don't get this done in a week or two or whatever the deadline, if you don't get this cleaned up, you're not getting any more federal money. And the idea, I'd love to hear your idea, Matthew Schneider, the idea these kids who've never been held accountable or responsible for anything, even their tuition they know is going to get, Biden just did it again. Another few billion dollars to pay people's tuition debts to buy their votes. These kids are, with a straight face, asking for amnesty, and they might get it. I mean, that's just astonishing to me. What about you?
Well, what's really astonishing is some of these student protesters who are saying that they support Hamas, and they are saying that Hamas is wonderful. Now, remember, this is a designated terrorist organization, and for people to think that if you have diversity in your body, maybe you have sexual orientation diversity, Hamas is not the place you want to go, because Hamas will kill you for that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, how can they be so woke and so stupid at the same time, so unaware of the realities.
Right. Hamas is an incredibly intolerant society that hates people who are diverse, and yet you have these students saying, let's support this group. It's ridiculous, and it doesn't, and all they're trying to do, all the people in the Middle East and the Hamas are trying to overthrow the good people of the state of Israel. And once we realize what our true enemy is, and it's people who fight against democracy, that also has to be taught in our college campuses as well. Let's get out there and educate people about how Israel has done so many good things for the United States and we for them, and they are the sole democracy in that region and need to be supported.
And look, Israel has certainly not done everything right all the time. There's no question. You can support Israel without damning the Palestinians. You can support Palestine without damning the Israelis.
Absolutely.
There's got to be a way we can work all this out, but some people don't want it to be worked out. Meanwhile, quick notes in your former position as a U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan. What do you think about rescheduling marijuana to a less dangerous drug category?
It was an inevitable consequence. That would happen. It doesn't make marijuana illegal, but it would make different treatments, and the states are treating it differently as well. So that kind of brings it a little bit in line with how the states are acting as compared to the federal government.
It's not going to be federally legal at this point, but do you see it in the future?
Maybe someday, but not now. I mean, it still is regulated. Tylenol will always be regulated by the FDA. So these drugs that affect people's minds and bodies, they will always have some level of regulation no matter what.
Matthew Schneider, leader of investigations and white-collar defense practice at Honigman Law, former U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, all-around good guy who helps us on WJR often. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, sir.
It is 12:29 at WJR.